Lenny Dawson refuses to be categorized. My darling, precious humans, today for something a little bit different, I wanted to give you a little gift. I want to give you a meditation that I created a while ago. And when I was tuning into what I wanted to create and give to you all today, it just felt like a good time to share some tools on dealing with anxiety and soothing anxiety. So you can use this when you're feeling wound up, when you're feeling like your brain is racing, when your chest feels tight, all of those things. Now, of course, I would be remiss in saying, if you're really struggling with anxiety at the moment, I really want you to know, completely understandable. I've been there so many times myself. And I really want to let you know that you are not alone in that, and also to get whatever support you need in order to help with that, whether that's medication or therapy or being prescribed CBD oil, getting body work done, acupuncture, they can all really help. Things like on a daily basis using at home, things like weighted blankets, essential oils, increasing your protein and reducing your sugar levels can really help as well. But most of all, you are not alone, and you've got this. And I offer this gift up to you, and I hope it's useful for you if that's where you're suffering right now. I love you. You got this.
Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome to the Anxiety Releasing Meditation. This is Leonie Dawson, and I am really honored and excited to share these techniques with you. They're techniques that I learned from two different places and pulled together for the most powerful effect. One I learned from an incredible general practitioner who, when I went to see him for anxiety, did just the right things. He was compassionate. He listened. He took me through the test to see what my levels were at. He helped with the mental health plan, which included counseling and medication and this breath. And he encouraged me to come back to see him to check on the test levels to see how it would reduce over time. And it did. And he was fantastic. And his meditation technique that he showed me was so powerful. And I'm so grateful for that. He explained to me the nervous system only has one voluntary muscle in it that we can control, and that is the diaphragm. So we can actually slow the nervous system by using our diaphragm and by using our breath. He called this Xanax breath, the way that we would do this. And he said it was just as powerful as if you would take a Xanax. All you need to do is to, when you take those breaths, is to pause and hold your breath between those breaths, between the inhale and between the exhale. And it helped to slow down that nervous system and slow down the release of adrenaline. The second part of this meditation I learned, funnily enough, through calm birth. So when I learned how to do births without medication, I had to use meditation instead. I learned that the body relaxes when you have a longer exhale and a shorter inhale. So I combined these two techniques to create this supercharged anxiety releasing meditation. It's so super simple. You can do it anywhere, whether you're on the bus, whether you're talking to somebody. You can actually do this without having to close your eyes. You can be very present, you know, whether you're in meetings or in public places, or if you're home alone, you can practice this, no problems. You don't have to sit in cross-legged position. You don't have to do anything. You just have to use these breath counts. So what you need to do is breathe in for four, hold for four, and release for six. And what you'll notice is when you're releasing for six, is that those last 2 seconds when you're exhaling longer than what you've inhaled for, your body naturally relaxes deeper. So it's using that combination of the hold and the longer exhale, which will slow down that nervous system. Let's do it together. And if you need to exhale for longer, absolutely fine. We've all got different lung capacities and it all feels different to us. So as long as you're making your exhale longer than your inhale, that's fine. 4 is also not the magic number. You can breathe in for 5, you can breathe in for 6. It doesn't matter as long as the hold is the same amount of time as your inhale and the exhale is longer than your inhale time. Of course, if at any point in time you get dizzy, you shouldn't get dizzy at all. It's like this is a very gentle breathing exercise. But, you know, do it at your own pace and take the time that you need. Your body is special and you are the expert on it. So let's do a practice together. Breathing in for 4. Hold for 4. Breathe out for 6. Breathe in for 4. Hold for 4. Breathe out for 6. Breathe in for 4. Hold for 4. Breathe out for 6. Breathe in for 4. Hold for 4. Release for 6. Breathe in for 4. Hold for 4. Release for 6. Breathe in for 4. Hold for 4. Release for 6. So if you can remember just to do that 10 times, it doesn't have to be exact, but 10 times will give you the good therapeutic dose to remember the hold and release the breath for longer. I hope you find this deeply powerful. I hope you adopt this to being one of your practices. You can absolutely use this when you're feeling stressed or anxious, like your blood pressure's raised, when you need to kind of ground back down into your body again. If you're looking for another meditation to go on with as well, I recommend the Holy Dinger Uber Deep Zenifying Meditation in the Academy. That one too is deeply relaxing. And it's a meditation built on decades of use by many practitioners and is also quite powerful. But in the meantime, keep using that anxiety releasing meditation. Remember, you breathe in for a certain number, you hold for a certain number, and you let go for a certain number. Just remember, this works on our bodies from a scientific perspective. By stilling the diaphragm, we start slowing down our nervous system. By having a longer out breath than an in breath, that releases pain and stress and deeply relaxes our body. I so hope this is useful. I am wishing you so much love, gentleness, and grace on your journey. May you know that you are safe and you are loved and you are known.